So she goes to school at UNR. She works here at the community center, and then she goes home. So she doesn't want to live there. Yeah. She doesn't want to be away from her horse.
Let's go ahead and call this meeting to order. Planning Commission here tonight on the 27th at 5 p.m. Roll call, please. Kathleen?
Chairperson Kimbrough.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Millay.
Here.
Commissioner Dahme.
Here.
Commissioner Heath.
Here.
Commissioner Shirk.
Here.
Commissioner Vance.
Here.
Commissioner Wendell.
Here.
Quorum is present.
100%. That's great. Well, that was the official name. I'm sorry.
Different than last time.
Yeah. I also want to thank Commissioner Vance for bailing me out last meeting.
My pleasure.
And Commissioner Millay had his chance of fame and then bailing out, too. That's right. So we owe him somehow. I'll figure that out. So next we'll ask for the Pledge of Allegiance. How about Commissioner Dahme giving us the pledge tonight?
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have some minutes from the meeting that I wasn't at here. There were four people just made the quorum that night. Any discussion, changes, or motion?
I move to approve.
I have a motion. Second. Commissioner Wendell, any discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I'm abstaining.
Abstain.
One abstain. Commissioner Moy. So, approval of minutes. So, modification of the agenda. Is there any modifications tonight, Lee? Okay. Public comments. Just remove to the time and the agenda for anybody in the audience, members of the public who wish to address the commission, may approach the podium at this time to speak on matters relevant to or within the authority of the Planning Commission or the Growth Management Commission. The comments are limited to 3 minutes per person or topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chairman to calendar matter for a future Planning Commission agenda. In order for members of the public to participate in the Commission's consideration of a public hearing item on the agenda, the Commission strongly encourages members of the public to comment on the agenda item when the particular item is being discussed by the Commission. No action may be taken on a matter raised under the public comment portion of the agenda until the matter itself has been specifically included on agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. These are items that aren't on the agenda. If anybody wanted to approach the mic, that happens sometimes. Seeing none, staff public service announcements.
Just one thing I wanted to note for the public, and I think the Planning Commission knows, but next month, the November Planning Commission meeting is not on its, well, it's on, it was scheduled for November 17th. So if you're tuning in for the last Wednesday of the month, that's not when it's going to be because of the Thanksgiving holiday. It's on November 17th. And in addition to that, it's been published notice to begin at 1:30 in the afternoon because of a conflict in this meeting room with the Airport Authority and a number of items on that agenda. But just for public information, again, that's a revised Planning Commission meeting date in November.
Okay, thank you. Now, F, disclosures. Any member of the commission wish to explain or any contact with an applicant or the public regarding an item on the agenda or business of the commission? Any disclosures for any items on the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Wendell.
I'd like to mention the fact that I'm recusing myself regarding agenda item H1 because of representing Victory Christian Center concerning that item.
Okay, thank you. Next is the consent agenda, which there's nothing on. Now we move into the public hearing matters. The following items are scheduled for a public hearing. The chairman will read the agenda listing into the public record. Staff will present a summary of the staff report and recommendations, including any updated information that was received after the date when staff reports were distributed. The commission will follow with questions of staff. At that time, the chairman will open the meeting to public testimony. Normally, the applicant and or their representative are permitted to speak first, followed by commission questions. This will be followed by the chairman requesting comments from the public at large. If you wish to speak on a particular item, please limit your comments to 3 minutes and be as brief and concise as possible so that all who wish to speak may do so. Do not repeat the positions of others who express the same views as you. The chairman has the right to establish time limits for comments and to allow for rebuttal. In order to be a part of the administrative record regarding an appeal of an item, you must sign the sign-in sheet there on the podium or have previously sent correspondence to the planning division or spoken to staff regarding an item on this agenda. First item on the gems, H1, Special Use Permit 05164, action to consider required 5-year review of an existing special use permit for George Wendell, property owner George Wendell, for a metal storage container on property zoned residential commercial located at 2462 Northgate Lane, APN 002-061-32. Jennifer or Lee? Lee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Lee Plummel, Planning Director. Kathy Green, Assistant Planner, prepared the staff report that's in your packet. I'll just be giving this brief presentation. This first item is a 5-year review of a special use permit for containers. A 5-year review is required for the code. Actually, that's true of the first two items on your agenda tonight. We've had a small number of these in the past months that have come up for this 5-year review and have been fairly routine. In fact, as you were mentioning on the consent agenda, maybe perhaps these are something that we could have considered putting on that, as you have done a number of these recently. So we're recommending the same conditions of approval as we have with these other 5-year reviews. We sent out notices to the surrounding property owners and have had no comments with regards to it. And in the last 5 years, since the last approval of the special use permit for it, we have received no complaints regarding this particular storage container. Again, just to back up, storage containers are required to have a special use permit if they're used for permanent storage of longer than 90 days, I believe. So this is one location where it has it. There's the vicinity map is on the screen there at the location of the property. It's actually right across the street from the Victory Christian Center proper, where the actual building is, but it's part of their property. Going to an aerial photograph, this is a photograph from 2008, but is in fact where the metal storage is and has been located, which is basically behind the restaurants there along Carson Street. We have Hot Springs Road running to the right there and Carson Street on the left. And then just a view of the property. This is from actually on the property, but you can see from the adjacent properties, it's surrounded by a 6-foot screen fence and landscaping. Again, staff is recommending approval subject to the conditions in the staff report, and I'd be available to answer any questions.
Any questions, staff? Seeing none, I guess we can bring the applicant up. Sitting on the other side of the podium now here.
Yes, sir.
I shouldn't say that. Mr. Wendell, sorry. Any comments you want to make?
I really don't have any comments to make yet. I've reviewed the report myself and listened to the presentation of Mr. Plemmel. Everything's accurate.
Then my everyday question for every applicant is, do you agree with the conditions of approval?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Any questions from the commission, Mr. Wendell? Seeing none. I guess Mr. Wendell will call the public up. Anybody from the public want to make comments to this item on the agenda? Seeing none, bring it back to the commission for any comments, discussion, or a motion. Commissioner Vance.
I move to approve SUP-05-164, a special use permit request from George D. Wendell / Victory Christian Center, a 5-year review of a metal storage container permanently placed on property in the retail commercial zoning district located at 2462 Northgate Lane, APN 002-061-02, based on findings and subject to the conditions of approval contained in the staff report.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Commissioner Tommy, second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries unanimous.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Item H2, action to consider required 5-year review of an existing special use permit for Jeff Herman, property owner, Connellis LLC, for a metal storage container on property zone retail commercial located at 3333 North Carson, APN 002-39205. Is this yours, Lee, again?
Yes, thank you. I'll do this one. Again, this is located on North Carson Street. This is the JM Furniture Store. As a way of background, this is a 5-year review of a storage container just as in the previous item. This one's located on North Carson Street. I think most people know where the JM Furniture Store is there. This aerial photo shows the location of the subject metal storage containers. They're located back against the back end of the building away from Carson Street. And just for some up closer pictures of it, there's one kind of generally to the left of your screen there in the corner of the buildings. And then, again, very, very close up to these two storage containers. Staff sent out the required public notices to the surrounding property owners, and as of this meeting, we've received no comments, and regarding the containers, we have received no complaints regarding them within the last 5 years, and they've been in compliance with their special use permit and conditions of approval, and we're recommending approval subject to the conditions in the staff report.
Any questions of staff from commission? You can hardly tell the difference between those and the dumpsters that sit next to them. That's kind of like four in a row, trick. Glad we don't have to approve those too. Huh? Okay, so no questions for staff. Is the applicant here to come up? There we go. Please state your name and sign in. And
Jeff Herman.
Jeff, how bad did Connell's name? And did that work out okay there?
Not bad.
Okay.
That was fun.
Okay. Any comments?
I'm here to answer any questions that you have regarding the containers.
Any questions from the commission? Nope. Well, that question I ask is, do you agree with the conditions of approval?
I do.
Okay, that takes care of that then. No questions from the commission. Then I invite the public up. If anybody from the public would like to address this item on the agenda? Seeing none, bring it back to commission for comments or motion. Okay, go ahead. Push the mic button, the hot button.
Got it. I move to approve SUP-05-187, a special use permit request from Jeff Herman, Connelly's LLC, for a 5-year review of the 3 metal storage containers permanently placed on property in the retail commercial zoning district, located at 3333 North Carson Street, APN 002-392-05. Based on findings and subject to the conditions of approval contained in the staff report.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Vance, second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? See in 5 years, I guess.
Thank you,
might not see me in 5 years. All right, passed. The dumpster, not. I mean, the what are those called? Storage units. Okay, we're on H3, special use permit 10-081. Action to consider a special use permit request from Slot World Casino, property owner City Center, for unlimited gaming on property zone retail commercial located at 444 East William, number 8, APN 002-144-13. Jennifer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Commission, for the record, Jennifer Pruitt, Planning Division. The subject site is located south of John Street, north of William, east of Stewart, and west of Anderson Street. The subject site is 1.43 acres, and as you noted, Mr. Chairman, is located at 444 East William Street and is improved currently with the shopping center known as City Center Shopping Center, which was built in 1992, the early 90s, and it's approximately 30,000 square feet in size, the shopping center. The special use permit that's before you today is a conditional use permit in the retail commercial zoning district. Gaming Unlimited is a conditional use and requires a special use permit. For the record, gaming establishment, non-restricted, unlimited, means an establishment which is used or intended to be used for the conduct of gaming activities for which a non-restricted gaming license is required. The term refers to an establishment whose gaming operations consist of 16 or more slot machines or any number of slot machines together with any other game, gaming device, racebook, sports pool establishment. Currently, the Slot World Smoke Shop gaming establishment is located at 1325 South Carson Street in the Carson Mall. It's been located in that location for over 35 years, and the plan at this time is to relocate that establishment to the subject site, and they would utilize an area of approximately 2,000 square feet in the shopping center. Here's an aerial photo that shows the existing shopping center site as well as the additional commercial uses that are located in close proximity to the site. Upon evaluation of the subject request, staff finds that there are no significant concerns regarding the proposal based on the following factors. As we noted, it is a shopping center that was built in the 1990s, and it was designed for commercial and retail uses. There's more than adequate parking on site. At this time, the applicant is not proposing any exterior alterations, such as an extension of the existing building on site. And also, we would like to note that currently in the immediate vicinity, there are existing commercial and retail uses, such as restaurants, businesses, offices, additional gaming establishments, and also bars located in the area. Staff, we sent out notices to 30 adjacent properties in the area, and we've received no comments in favor nor against the proposal that's before you today. Within the staff report, we've included comments from the building division in which they have already reviewed a building permit regarding the proposed project and have no additional comments. The engineering division has reviewed the special use permit before you and has no preference or objection to the special use permit. And lastly, the fire department noted that the proposed project must meet all codes and ordinances as they relate to the request. Also noted in the staff report, there have been two previous special use permits within the past 10 years regarding unlimited gaming here in Carson City. And we did note those for the record. One was approved in 2001 for the Ormsby House, and the second was approved in 2003 for the Doppelgangers establishment, previously known as Stu's. Staff, we are recommending approval of the special use permit that's before you today. I am available if you have any questions. Also, the applicant and their team is available if you have any questions for them.
Any questions of staff? I have one question about the 53 machines and 13 parking spaces. How does it come up with 13 parking spaces for that many slot machines? Is it floor space?
It is designated by floor space. It's not designated by number of slot machines.
So if you have a restaurant there, the same square footage, you'd only need 13 parking spaces, right? What doesn't matter what the business is?
Well, here in Carson City, parking is by use, not by zoning district. So depending on what type of use is proposed in the area, the parking can vary.
Is that a secret? Okay. That just seemed like a very few parking spaces, but I doubt very much that, I guess they might speak to that you'd ever have 53 people there for all slot machine, I guess. Especially those people that got that two thing going there. All right, so any other questions, staff? If not, the applicant's there, ready and signed up and ready to speak to us. Please state your name.
For the record, my name is Mark Palmer. I'm with Palmer Engineering Group. I'm here representing the City Center and Slot World Smoke Shop. We reviewed the staff report. We've been working with them closely with it. I have really nothing to add to Jennifer. I think she's very thorough with the report, but I am here to answer any questions you have.
First question, do you agree with the conditions of approval?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fine. Any other questions of the commission? Mr. Palmer.
Just a curiosity, Mr. Palmer. Is it still going to be called Slot World Smoke Shop?
I believe so. Oh, you changed the name also. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I didn't see any signs of a smoke shop in the layout, so I just wondered. Thank you. That's all
right. Jeffrey Smith from Slot World. We are changing the name from Smoke Shop because we weren't called that because we sold cigarettes in the mall and things like that. We're changing it to the Golden Nickel, which used to be on Highway 50 and was where the freeway now is on Highway 50. So we figured since we were coming back to Highway 50, we would use that old name and bring it back and get rid of the negative connotations to smoke.
Okay.
so.
So the final name will be?
Slot World's Golden Nickel.
So you're going to have nickel machines again there, huh?
Yeah.
So I was amazed that 37 years, there must have been just a handful of gaming places even in Carson City, you'd think that long ago. I don't know. It just seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, and
that goes way back when that mall was first built. Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Commissioner Wendell.
I'm just ready for a motion.
Oh, you're ready for the motion. See?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I bet.
Mark's
How many slot machines are there in this?
53. We presently have 53. We're just moving the machines we have to the new location.
Okay. But on the plan, it is showing 52.
Oops.
On the plan. So where is the 53rd one in there?
Pretty good thorough research of the plan. I missed the
No, I have to say
maybe they got one of those great big ones.
Dommy there. He's been talking.
No, it could be a lost machine. It's supposed to be, but that's what we were. That's permitted. What gaming has us licensed for, and that's what have them approved.
Show somewhere. You will show somewhere 53rd also. Or no need.
I'm sure they'll make sure that they're.
We have to. We have to show that to gaming.
Okay, that's fine. But that plan, it is showing 52.
Engineers that can't count. Just in case they fill up all 13 parking spaces.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none.
No questions.
Call back to the commission comments. I have a motion for Mr. Commissioner Wendell now.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve SUP 10081, a special use permit application from Palmer Engineering Group, LTD, to allow a gaming unlimited establishment in the retail commercial zoning district located at 444 East Williams Street, assessor's parcel number 002-14413, based on 7 findings and subject to the recommended conditions of approval contained in the staff report.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Wait, hang on. I
just want to make sure we missed it. If you did ask for public comment on this,
I did. Public comment. Thank you. See, that's what happens when you go on vacation. You come back and
George is.
That's right. George has got me moving.
I'll assume the responsibility.
Oops. All right. I'm sorry. Is there anybody in the public who would like to speak to this item on the agenda? Whew. Good. Thank you. That saved me there. Then. So I'm going to come back. I have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Malay seconds. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Unanimous. Thank you. Good project.
Thank you.
You bet. Item H4. Was the max, huh? That's funny. H4, action to consider special use permit request from Carson City Animal Control, property owner of Carson City, for a commercial coach to be used as a permanent office space on property zone public regional located at 3770 Buddeye Way, APN 010-037-02. Jennifer gets this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Jennifer Pruitt, Planning Division. The subject site is located north of Buddeye Way, and it is currently the home of the animal holding and control facility. And the reason for the special use permit is because of the request for the use of the commercial coach as an office on site. The Animal Control Division is in need of additional office space on site. And they are currently requesting to utilize an office trailer that is currently stored at the corporate yard directly to the south of the subject site. So the unit is being stored on city property currently. And they are asking to utilize a 400 square foot office unit for the subject site. The unit is being proposed to be located parallel to the existing 6-foot fence that is located on the slide that I have. This is a picture of the unit. As I noted, the unit is 400 square feet and is currently housed at the corporate yard. By authorizing the utilization of the office trailer, the city will be able to provide additional office space, which is desperately needed. And also the city will be able to utilize a office trailer that is currently being unused here in the city. Staff, we did send notices, and we did not receive any comments for or against the proposal that is before you today. The comments that have been provided by staff are included in the staff report, and staff is recommending approval of the special use permit that's before you. City staff is here to address any questions that you have regarding the placement of the unit or any questions you have regarding the special use permit.
Okay, any questions of staff? I have another question. Usually when you see these types of units with the wheels shown, they'll ask them to be skirted just for aesthetics is the term I'm looking for. And usually that's a pretty common practice. And I was curious if, without getting in trouble with the city here, not being reappointed again maybe, but asking that maybe we look at skirting that, if they might even have that material sitting in the corporate yard somewhere to sit and skirt that.
I'd just like to address that. You know, in its location, it's already behind a fence. It's already, it's not in an area that's accessible by the public, so it's not in an area that's seen by the public. You have to, it's in the employee parking area. So the lower part of it is effectively already screened from the public parking areas in the public right-of-way, as is where it was located. I don't know if it's still located in the same place, but where it was before in the across the street was behind and all the buildings where nobody else can see it except the employees on the site. So that's, I think that's a good idea if it's visible, but in this case it's not visible, so it wasn't a recommended condition.
Okay. All right, any other questions? Seeing none, call the applicant. For his new modern office facility we're bringing in. Can you please state your name, please?
Whoop. For the record, Kevin McCoy. Good evening, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. Here to answer any questions you might have.
Well, my main question is if you agree with all the conditions of approval that...
Yes.
Okay, that's one thing I needed. Do you have any other comments or just there to answer questions? Just answer questions?
Sure.
Okay. Any questions?
No questions.
Yeah, you made it pretty simple here. All right.
I will make this one comment just
sure.
For clarification. Part of the office space request for this is due to consolidation of departments. Additional employees were moved there due to consolidation of other departments where employees have been moved around and that kind of thing. So this actually came because of that.
Okay.
Yeah, was this used by the building inspectors at one time? It was across the way and the building inspectors used it, and unfortunately with our times, you guys have gotten busier and they've gotten...
Yeah. Actually, this was not used by the building inspectors. This was used at the time by part of the environmental control section that goes out and inspects the industrial park for waste discharge and that kind of thing. It was actually the office space for those three individuals. And it was located at the corporate yard public works building in the back between two buildings.
Right.
So that was actually three or four individuals were actually in there from environmental control.
Hopefully it's not a before 1970 trailer. Okay, seeing no other questions, anybody from the public want to come up and speak to this item on the agenda? Seeing none, bring it back to the commission for a motion or any other comments.
I'll move.
Commissioner Millay.
I move to approve SUP-10-077, a special use permit request from Carson City Animal Control to allow a commercial trailer to be used as an office on property in the Public Regional Zoning District located at 3770 Buntai Way, APN 010-037-02, based on 7 findings and subject to the conditions of approval contained in the staff report.
Second motion.
Commissioner Wendell seconds. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None. Carries unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item H5. Oh, I get to recess the Planning Commission without hitting the stick. There we go. Now we're Growth Management Commission agenda. Roll call and determination of quorum, please. Kathy.
Chairperson Kimbrough.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Millay.
Here.
Commissioner Donnie.
Here.
Commissioner Heath.
Here.
Commissioner Shirk.
Here.
Commissioner Vance.
Here.
Commissioner Wendell.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Great. Next item on the agenda under the Growth Management is H5. GM Growth Management 10-093, action regarding request for growth management review from Olive Garden, property owner Carson Southgate LLC, to allow for average daily water usage above 7,500 gallons per day for a restaurant on property located at the Southgate Shopping Center, South Carson Street, APN 009-125-07 Lee.
Thank you. As you've noted in there, the applicant is proposing to construct a new restaurant on South Carson Street, a new Olive Garden restaurant, as a matter of fact. And just some background on why this, what this item is and why we're here before the Growth Management Commission. The Growth Management Ordinance has been in place for more than 30 years now, and as part of that, each year you establish a threshold of water usage, of average daily water usage, over which Growth Management Commission approval is required. That threshold was set for this year at 7,500 gallons, and it's estimated that the restaurant will use about 9,100 gallons average per day. So it's over the threshold, therefore needs this use, needs this Growth Management approval. This was sent to the Utilities Department, and of course, the memo is attached from Ken Arnold. They have no concerns with being able to provide projector water usage and don't even have any recommended conditions of approval. Back to kind of the ordinance and the Growth Management Commission's role, directly from the ordinance, the commission, in reviewing this and basing your decision to approve or deny it, you shall base your decision on the quantity of water consumed by the use compared to the availability of water, the ability of the city to deliver water services to the structure and other effects of water usage, and or the ability of the city sewage disposal system to handle the quantity of wastewater generated. As I've mentioned, this has been sent to the Deputy Public Works Director, who runs the operations side over there, and has determined that this is not a problem. And obviously, it's not very far over the threshold, but it's over the threshold. As I noted in here, by comparison, there was a hotel casino project at one time that was 83,000 gallons average daily water usage that has been approved in the past. Jeff Sharp is here to answer from engineering. His city engineer is here to answer any questions if you happen to have any regarding water usage or water capacity and availability. And the applicant's here too, and just again to, we made them come out for this item, so to give them a little bit of plug. Again, the Olive Garden's going in this location on South Carson Street. It's in the shopping center where JCPenney's Burlington is, and Big Lots will be opening soon. It'll be out in front there on Carson Street, and included in your packet, and they've provided some elevations. This item isn't kind of the design review of it, but just wanted to throw that in there, and I would be available for questions if you have it, and the applicants here if you have any questions as well.
Any questions of staff? Go ahead.
Commissioner Shirk. Lee, just out of curiosity, why do they compare it to a hotel in the in your notes by comparison? Are we comparing it to the hotel?
In my staff report?
Right.
The only point was I was making was with their average daily water usage of 9,100, it's a little bit over the threshold, but really it's not a lot of water. And as kind of the, usually, in fact, the utilities department has a lot of conditions with it to try to minimize water usage, but this is still relatively so low and that it's not a concern. And I'm just saying, relative to another growth management commission's approval of 83,000 gallons a day, this is really minimal and not of much concern.
And you said the ordinance was been an ordinance for 30 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do we ever update those ordinances, or do we just arbitrarily increase it usage as they come to the commission?
Yeah. In fact, it's not. In fact, the ordinance doesn't say 7,500 gallons. It's by resolution of the commission annually every year, which you haven't had the opportunity to do yet as a new commissioner. It comes up in May, June timeframe, but it's actually established every year. But with the new water projects coming online in terms of capacity, it's something I know I brought up last year, but was utilities was comfortable keeping at this level, but it might be something we revisit in the future as to if it's at the right level or should be something different.
Would other restaurants in the area then look at this and say, well, they're getting more water? Could we increase our water also? I mean, I'm just asking. Could they look at this and say that?
I mean, I think they're not pouring water into the street. I mean, I think use the water, whatever water they use. And if they I don't know that all restaurants exceed that much water usage. Do you have any more?
Jeff Sharp, city engineer. All restaurants are high water users.
Right, okay.
And so this restaurant by square footage is no higher than any other restaurant. It seemed reasonable for the square footage that they're proposing.
That it comes to square footage, then, basically, the water
essentially, or its number of people eating there. I mean, Olive Garden is a very popular restaurant, so they serve a lot of meals, so they're going to use more water than a restaurant that doesn't have so many meals.
Does it go by the seating arrangement or by the square footage?
It goes by how much water they need to prep the food and cook the food and wash the dishes. It's you know, on average, restaurants are a high water user. But there's no set that you can't just roll out a formula and figure out how many they're going to use. They know because they have hundreds, thousands of stores around the nation, and they know how much water they're going to use.
Okay.
So, yes.
And one other quick question. On page 9, when it says gallons per day, is that an average where they say?
Yeah, it's a daily average.
Daily
right?
average.
So you take what you would use for an entire year and divide by 365.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions of staff? Oh, Commissioner Millay.
I don't know, Jeff, if this is for you, but on page 10, I guess they supplied us with a chart. Is that some of their other stores that they have? And how does that relate? It's talking about Sparks or Reno. Are those other locations that they operate? And what are those? Those can't be gallons then. Or is that a question for the applicant, maybe?
Yeah, I'll let the applicant grab this one.
Any other questions?
Oh, yeah, Jeff. Do we have any treated water down there for medians or landscaping yet?
No, we don't.
Are there any plans to go down there someday?
No, there's not.
Don't want it near the restaurant anyway. All right, I guess I can have the applicant come forward, please. Sign in and state your name.
Good evening. John Keene. I'm site development manager for Darden, which is the parent company of Olive Garden.
Did you have any points you wanted to make?
Well, the first thing I wanted to say is just how much you guys all resemble the Planning Commission. It's a spitting image.
We're the poster child for planning commission.
just real briefly, we are.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. I got it. I'm slow.
We're looking to come in to Carson City. We're looking forward to it. We think we're going to be a great addition to your town. This is our prototypical restaurant, 7,500 square feet. There's 245 seats in the restaurant. So as mentioned, it's a pretty big restaurant, does a lot of business, so it's pretty much why we use this much water. As to your one question about the attachments we made, we tried to provide you some information on what we do locally here in Nevada. And that chart, I believe, is a breakdown of what we do monthly. So those figures will be hundreds of thousands of gallons that we use in a month.
So I don't know if this community is going to be very excited about that restaurant coming to this town. So
good.
A lot of chatter for several years about a really nice restaurant coming into town. So that'll be really nice.
Yeah, that's one that I've actually been waiting for. Unfortunately, you're putting it at the wrong end of town.
I was putting it right end.
It's wherever the best real estate deal is.
That's right. So this will be the first time ever in my tenure here on this board that there are no conditions of approval for this to agree to. So I guess we essentially just vote yes and no to that. Commissioner Wendell?
Yes, sir. I have some questions.
Okay.
When do you intend to actually be in business?
Well, as soon as we have a building permit, which we're hoping to get here the next couple of months, we would then take about 5 months to construct and then another 30 days to train. So you have about a six-month process after we break ground.
Well, there's one complaint that I've heard about the restaurant, and that is the fact that the individual loves Olive Garden, mm-hmm. that he's concerned that he's going to gain an awful lot of weight.
Fortunately, I can't help him with that.
There's a gym down about two blocks away down there.
Yeah, you're welcome in town.
Thank you.
Did you come all the way from Florida?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Any other questions of the applicant?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Keene, I'm glad you're coming to town. Congratulations. We're all looking forward to it.
Right.
And you are putting it at the right place.
Yes, sir.
I agree. Okay, just want to clarify that. In the construction phase, will you be using any environmental things, solar and any of that green in the construction of the project, do you think? Or do you have any idea?
We do work. We try to use elements, certainly, of waste management in terms of trying to be green with stuff. And there are elements of green in our building. Now, we're not a full LEED certified building, but certainly compared to some of the older Olive Gardens that we've done in the past, there are some green elements that we work into design.
That's good. That's great to know. Also, in your water allocation for the restaurant, will you be using sinks and so forth that are, you know, like when you walk up to them, they go on when you have those eye meters, whatever they're.
Yes.
And toilets that are low.
Yes.
Water consumption. And
we have like been that. Moving. That's one of the things we've been moving to. Actually, our numbers have been going down. Typically, I might have been asking you for an even higher number, but we're starting to see the numbers go down because we're using some dishwashing devices and other devices within the restaurant to try to save water.
Great. Thank you. Look forward to it.
Commissioner mm-hmm. Tommy.
This restaurant is a company restaurant.
Yes, it's not franchise.
You are not giving any franchise to anywhere?
We don't do franchises at all.
That is right, because I tried my level best to get that in the north side. I was failed, actually. Nobody was replying back to me. Okay, anyhow,
okay.
How many seats are in Reno? In the Reno restaurant, how many seats you have?
The one in Reno, off the top of my head, I don't know because it's a different building. So I can't tell you off the top of my head. I think it might actually have more because it's two stories.
Okay. So no, actually, yeah. I want to make the comparison case, how much water they are using from here.
Now, the one in Sparks is exactly the same building as this one.
So
it's the same number of seats. So those, if you look
so
at that, those numbers.
That is fine. That is now using 7,000 gallons per day.
Mm-hmm.
So that is fine.
Yeah. And you know, I will quantify everything. There are a certain number of our restaurants that don't use the number I've given you. But obviously, I wanted to when I saw this ordinance, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't running afoul of any sort of code. So we try to estimate high because we don't want to get into a situation where this is a really busy restaurant and then we get in trouble and you guys start writing us fines. So, because we're using too
that's
much water.
That's Jeff's fault.
In this year, they are using less water than 2009 because people are not going.
Looks like it. Then.
Right, due to recession, some people are not. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Wendell.
While the gentleman's standing, I have just one question.
Sure.
Can you put something up there to show us exactly where that could be located?
Oh, oops.
If you could just show us exactly where that's going to be located.
Right there.
Okay. To the south.
Right next to the bank?
Yes.
I looked at all the material. It was a little difficult to decipher.
I have a site plan here if you want to take a look at that, see how we're laying out on the site. Would that help you?
I believe I have that. It's just hard to put it together with.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's great.
You have that other one in there.
You see it from the roadway?
Basically to the south, that south half of that is the building part.
Very good location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions of the applicant?
No, sir.
Seeing none, I call for any comments from the public on this item on the agenda. Seeing none, bring it back to commission for a motion or any discussion.
I'll make a motion.
Commissioner Vance will make a motion.
I move to approve application GM-10-093, a request to exceed the average daily water usage of 7,500 gallons for a restaurant located at the Southgate Shopping Center, APN 9-125-07.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Wendell. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None. Unanimous with excitement. Flags waving, a whole deal. Thank you very much. Look very forward to your project. Okay, I get to adjourn what looks a lot like the Planning Commission. The Growth Management Commission, reconvene the Planning Commission, and then move to item H6, action to select a meeting date of either Wednesday, November 16th, or Wednesday, November 30th for the November 2011 Planning Commission meeting.
That's me again, Lee Plummel, Planning Director. So this is for the 2011 schedule. The Planning Commission bylaws require you to hold the meeting on the last Wednesday of the month, except that the commission may change the date in November and December so as not to conflict with holidays. So the schedule is attached on the second page, and I have a calendar for 2011 for November and December. We usually bring you just the schedule because it's pretty simple with the conflicts. In December 2011 would usually the week before whatever that Christmas holiday falls on, and that's the 21st in 2011. November in 2011 is a little bit interesting because the regular date would be November 30th, the last Wednesday of the month, and it's after the holiday, which may be preferable to you changing it to the week before the holiday, which you may also want to do. So I brought an item to make for you to discuss that and make that choice, and then we'll set the schedule. So it's really just we weren't sure what your preference would be and wanted to bring it for discussion for that. For example, next month, the last Wednesday would be the right on the Thanksgiving the day before Thanksgiving. We don't want to do that, certainly, but maybe the week after Thanksgiving's okay. And it doesn't, from our standpoint at staff level and the timing of meetings, it's either one would be. We don't have any preference with it. So.
I have one vote. Commissioner Wendell. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Having worked for government for a lengthy period of time, it's my experience that it's more convenient for them if they could hold all their business before the holidays rather than after. And I appreciate the fact the staff doesn't have a recommendation one way or the other, but as a general rule, you know, there are a lot of people affected. It's not just the staff, but it's there are a lot of other people that want to go on vacations, do some things, and get business taken care of before they for the holiday.
So far, I'm split here. I got one Commissioner Vance for 30th, and Commissioner. Yeah, I'm going to have to draw straws here. Or?
Well, if it fell on a Monday or something, you know, if we were talking about a Monday where people are maybe traveling back, like this year, in fact, with it being the day before, I will be traveling that day. So it works out to hold it a week early. But, you know, I don't see this quite as much of a conflict because there is a couple of days after the whole weekend for everybody to get back and normalize. So I, rather than for myself, it just seems like to keep it on our normal scheduled date would work.
Yeah, that's what I like. It's on the normal scheduled date. I like things to be when we say the last Wednesday.
You did last, yes.
Well, any other comments from the commissioners here? I'm 2-1 on this here. Pure silence.
I don't have any preference. I think either.
I got either.
Either the 16th or the 30th could work.
Neither staff has any preference. Nobody does.
I know it's like flip a coin, heads is this or tails it's that. Huh?
Well, let's try it.
I'll go the 30th.
All right, okay, 30th. All right. So we don't have to make a motion on that?
There is.
Oh, it's a motion. It's an action item.
It says that. Oh, action. Well, yeah, go ahead and make a motion. It's certainly agendized for you to make a motion, and if you do that, then that really clarifies it. Okay, I guess technically, and what you're doing is accepting the
December
schedule for December. Right. Also.
I didn't hear any discussion there, so that.
I don't think you want to have it the weekend of the
20th. No. All right, so can I have a motion for that November 30th, December 21st? Okay. Commissioner Millay.
I move to approve the 2011 November and December schedule for Planning Commission meeting November 30th and December 21st.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
Commissioner Shirk, I guess. I'm sorry. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Where are we at here? Staff reports. That's right. World Series tonight, huh? What's going on since 4:30, huh? Staff reports, director reports to the Planning Commission. Lee Plemmel. Does anybody know the score? Yeah, you guys got your computer on. I can't see your screens from here, so I don't know.
Just in terms of, as I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, the November 2010 meeting is going to be on Wednesday, December 17th. And as I mentioned, it's been posted to start at 1:30 in the afternoon because there's an Airport Authority meeting that evening. And in addition to needing to move it along for the Airport Authority meeting, we happen to get as many applications for November as we have for the last few months combined. But well, it happens to be in November, so the items that are going to be on the agenda. It's the master plan annual report time, so that's always scheduled for November. We have a master plan amendment and zoning map amendment for the landfill and BLM properties surrounding the landfill. Again, master plan timing are once every 4 years, so that's a time that needs to be on the agenda. Then we also have a special use permit for a batch plant at the airport relating to processing of materials, but similar to, but a new special use permit to process materials on the site as part of a batch plant. Three special use permits from the Carson City School District. They're going to be doing solar projects, installing solar panels, both ground mounted and on carports well, not at all these locations, on carports at Carson Middle School, and then they have ground-mounted solar panels proposed at Eagle Valley Middle School and Seeliger School. And we haven't sent out the notices on that, but we've received applications for those and plan on moving forward to the meeting with those. And then finally, also, our temporary banners and temporary sign ordinance that we've been, that has, for the last 2 years, we've been kind of made standards more lenient, and it's time to discuss that again for 2011. So that those are the things that will be on the agenda. And as far as at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and I have nothing to report from any Planning Commission items over the last month. And that's all I have to report.
So if we push our time up into the airport group meeting, their meeting, what happens? Do we have to?
Yeah, we'll have to discuss. I mean, it's potentially, we're not, like I said, the notices haven't gone out individually, so I don't and I'm not sure how much the school district has talked to the neighbors yet and how aware they are. And then there's the batch plant. So we have, there's some potential neighborhood concerns with some of these items, but we'll have to talk about managing the meeting. And it's usually not a problem having right. to limit the time for speaking, but we'll just have to see how it plays out at the meeting. We might have to manage it a little bit.
A batch plant in the middle of winter, huh?
Well, it would be ongoing for projects.
Oh, for like maybe as soon as the weather warms up, maybe, huh?
They're hauling pavement today.
Are they really?
Oh, they're rolling.
Oh, jeez.
Have to ask the chairman to keep the moving.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wonder the pressure's on, you know. Sorry, we can't discuss that here. Future agenda items. I think you just discussed a little bit of that, unless there was something else. Any commissioner reports or comments? Commissioner Millay.
Lee, I have a question about our sign ordinance for real estate signs and how these new auction signs apply to that. I mean, these are houses that are going on the auction block and being sold to an agency of some kind, but they're starting to pop up on corners all over, and I only think it's going to get worse. Does that fall under those rules, and are we policing it?
No, those don't fall under the ordinance that we've been reviewing the last couple of years. It's not on-site commercial signage. I don't, just a little bit of a report on kind of how there's kind of the going out of business signs when you've seen people walking up and down. There's actually some court-ordered stuff for when, I forget who it was, but like Mervyn's going out of business, they actually get the court to say that they're allowed to stand out there and go up and down the street to get rid of the merchandise, to pay all the debtors and everything, so they kind of become exempt off-site doing that. Generally speaking, that's not the case, and there shouldn't be signs down the street around the corner for the house up the street for the auction, although we do allow open house signs similar, but and then in terms of enforcement, we don't have a planning staff that drives around looking for signs, and I know our code enforcement are now also animal catchers, so in addition to being code enforcement for us,
catchers,
so it might not,
that's the extra office priority, space,
but I've pulled a few signs occasionally. If they're in the right of way, they shouldn't be there. Any signs in general, they're not on somebody's property.
So we do have some enforcement staff.
We're done with this. They're on task. Yeah, I saw the Oak Outlet had three cars with those huge billboards on top of their cars driving all over all over the roadways.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was something unique. Any other comments or reports from the commission? Seeing none, call for adjournment, a motion?
So moved.
Who said that? Commissioner Wendell, motion? Second? Second, Commissioner Millay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, gentlemen. Good meeting. And the Olive Garden's coming to town, man.